Yeah, welcome into the chapter 2 of our book review, Good to Great by Jim Collins. Now, this chapter 2 is all about the level 5 leadership. Good to great companies, they have level 5 leadership. And what is this level 5 leadership? It has to do with a hierarchy of executive capabilities with level 5 at the top. We have level 1, level 2, level 3, but then what was found out or what was discovered in the research that was made by Jim Collins and his team was that all these great companies, they had level 5 leadership at the helm of affairs. Okay, I'll take a brief look at the summary of the level 5 leadership. Number one, according to the book, level 5 leadership creates superb results, a clear catalyst in the transition from good to great. If you look at the results of level 5 leadership, it's there for all to see. Number two, it demonstrates a compelling modesty, shunning public adulation, never boastful. Level 5 leadership creates, it demonstrates a compelling modesty, shunning public praise. They don't come and take credit and, showing up themselves even for the people to see. Number three, demonstrates an unwavering resolve to do whatever must be done to produce the best long-term results, no matter how difficult. Level 5 leadership, once they resolve to do something, no matter how difficult it might be, no matter what it will take, they are resolved to do whatever it will take to bring about the results that they have in mind. Number four, level 5 leadership acts with quiet, calm determination, relies principally on inspired standards, not inspiring charisma to motivate. Now you look at this leadership, they have standards that they follow, they have a vision, they have a plan, something that they work with, a standard that is set even for all to follow. They are not just moved by charisma, just to motivate people by their charisma. There is a standard for which they stand and with which they move the organization forward. Another thing is that the next one is, they set standards of building an enduring great company and they will settle for nothing less, just similar to what I said earlier. And level 5 leadership channels ambition into the company, not self, sets up successors for even greater success in the next generation. They don't have a personal ambition, an ulterior motive. They don't push themselves, their personal ambition forward. Their main aim is to move the organization forward. Their main aim is to move the company forward. They don't push their personal agenda and force it down the throat of people. And with this, they create a great successor that will take over the company. And another important fact about this level 5 leadership is what Jim Collins called the mirror and the window effect. Now look at it. The level 5 leadership looks in the mirror, not out the window, to apportion responsibility for poor results, never blaming other people, external factors, or bad luck. Now, those who are in this level 5 leadership, they don't blame people. Even when there is failure, when things do not work as planned, they take responsibility even for failure. They don't blame the people, just like the mirror. When you stand in front of the mirror, who do you see? You see yourself. That is one thing about the level 5 leadership. They don't blame people, they don't blame factors or whatsoever it is. They take responsibility even for failure. Another thing, the window effect. Level 5 leadership looks out the window, not in the mirror, to apportion credit for the success of the company to other people, external factors, and good luck. When they look out the window, when they are successful, when there is success, they don't take the credit even for the success. They give credit to the people, to factors, to good luck, to things around them. That is how you know the level 5 leadership. How to develop level 5 leadership? Number one, self-reflection. Number two, conscious personal development. You must develop yourself. You must reflect. You must take time to reflect. You must take stock of your life. You must do what we call personal audit of your life. And also, keep on developing yourself. Another thing he mentioned is that you need a mentor. You need somebody to guide you. You need a mentor in life. Somebody who has already achieved the results that you are looking up to, that you are looking to achieve. Even in your life, you need a great teacher. You need people around you that will encourage you. You need the right network. You need the right boss. You need people around you that will move you into developing this. Now, in summary, anybody can achieve this level 5 leadership. If you can put in these factors in place, if you make up your mind, you can achieve great things. Everyone can be a great leader. Just like John Maxwell says, he says, everything rises and falls on leadership. So let's end at this point. We'll see you in chapter 3.